Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to Guardians Weekly on the Cleveland Guardians Radio Network. Guardians Weekly is brought to you by Progressive, helping Guardians fans save hundreds on car insurance.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Guardians Weekly. Jim Rosenhaus joining you from Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. That is where the Guardians are taking on the Texas Rangers this weekend in what could be a very happy weekend for this ball club as they continue to close in on an American League Central Division crown. They could win it as early as Sunday here in Texas. Coming up on our show this week, we will visit with the latest rookie to make his major league debut and make an impact, Will Brennan, the fine outfielder for the Guardians. Miles Straw will stop by as well. He's the Guardians' outstanding center fielder, and we'll do a complete wrap-up on the farm system with Director of Player Development, Rob Serfolio. But first, the week in review, nothing but wins for the Guardians as they take apart their closest competitors in the American League Central Division. First off, finishing off the Twins in a five-game series that concluded on Monday back at Progressive Field. The Twins came in with hopes of staying in the race, but the Guardians would end up taking four of the five games played to effectively end the playoff hopes for Minnesota, and they completed that series with a big win on Monday, fifth and final game, and the Guardians jumped in front in the first inning with two men on and Josh Naylor at the plate.
Here's the pitch. And it's swung on and driven high and deep to right. Forget about it. Beyond the seats, into the concourse area in right. And Josh Naylor, what a shot in the arm for this ball club. And he will take a mighty slow trot around the bases.
In the second inning, Stephen Kwan drove in another run.
Curveball swung on, ripped toward right center, and diving is Wallner. Can't make the catch. Ball gets by him, goes to the wall. Straw to score. Kwan around second, on his way to third with another triple. He is second in the league in triples with six, and Cleveland with a 4-0 lead.
Minnesota came back with two in the fourth, another in the sixth. That made it a one-run game at 4-3. But in the bottom of the sixth inning, Ahmed Rosario got all three runs back with one swing.
Pitch swung and belted deep left field. This ball gone! A three-run home run to the porch and left by Ahmed Rosario. He now has, in this series, 10 hits and 11 RBIs.
And in the eighth, Luke Maley went deep.
Right-hander against right-hander. Here it comes. Swung on, hit high in the air to deep left field. This ball's got a chance. Gone! Luke Maley has hit his third home run. 8-4 Cleveland here in the bottom of the eighth.
The Guardians tacked on three more in that eighth inning to make it an 11-4 lead. And then Sam Henches was on in the ninth to finish things up.
Jermaine Palacios bounces one to short, throw to first, ball game. And the Guardians dominate the Twins in the season series, going 13-6 against Minnesota. And they've pretty much made this a two-team race.
So with the Twins now in the rearview mirror, it was on to Chicago Tuesday night to open up a three-game series against the Guardians' closest pursuers, the Chicago White Sox. And Tuesday was one of the great games of the season and typical of this Guardians season in that it was a back-and-forth battle that went extra innings. And you can probably guess who came out on top. The Guardians got on the board in the second, a sac fly from Austin Hedges, but that was it until the sixth, when Chicago erupted for three runs to take a 3-1 lead. In the seventh, the Guardians would answer, starting with Stephen Kwan.
The set and the pitch, and it swung on. Line drive, base hit into left center. Kwan's third hit. That'll score Miller. Hedges will stop at second. And Kwan comes through with his 41st RBI, and the Guardians now trail it by a score of 3-2.
And then Jose Ramirez evened things up.
Here it comes. Swung on, grounded toward third. In the hole, backhanded by Andrews. Jump throw to first. Not in time. Game tied as Benson scores. An infield single and an RBI for Jose Ramirez.
It stayed tied through nine, and on to extra innings they went. And in the 10th, Josh Naylor delivered the go-ahead run.
Here's the set, and here is the pitch. Swung on, line drive, base hit into center. Cleveland takes the lead. Ramirez hits second. He's going to third. Throw to third. Hit first, slide the tag. Safe! And Josh Naylor comes through again with a go-ahead RBI single to center.
Oscar Gonzalez added a sacrifice fly to make it a 5-3 lead. But in the bottom of the 10th inning, Chicago responded with two runs of their own to tie the game once again, this time at 5, and we were on to the 11th inning. In the top of the 11th, the Guardians regain the lead thanks to the hot-hitting Miles Straw.
Now the 2-2. Swung on, yanked to left field. Base hit down the line. It'll go to the wall. That'll score Jimenez and Miller. Straw hits second. Big turn, holds with a double. And once again, the Guardians score two.
The next man up was Stephen Kwan.
Diekman's pitch, swung on, line drive, base hit to center. Straw hits third, he'll be waved home. Luis Robert, throw to the plate, cut off, in with a head first slide to Straw, and Kwan has come through again. A four-hit night.
Cleveland added two more in the top of the 11th inning to make it a 10-5 lead, and that would be plenty, with Brian Shaw on to finish it up in the bottom of the 11th inning.
Now the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, a little flare into center. Out goes Rosario, makes the catch. Ball game. And a fist pump by Ahmed Rosario in shallow center. And the Guardians outlast the White Sox in 11 innings. They clinched the season series, thus that critical first tiebreaker. And they push Chicago 5 games back and Minnesota 8 games back.
Boy, and that really seemed to take the starch out of anything that the White Sox would have for the Guardians the next two nights. On Wednesday, Cleveland again got it started in the very first inning, scoring the game's first run on a Chicago error, and then added one more thanks to hustle from Andrés Giménez.
Andrés Giménez grounds it to third, backhanded knocked down by Moncada, but he doesn't field it cleanly. Rolls into foul ground, in to score is Naylor. Gonzalez goes to second, and that'll be an RBI base hit for Giménez. Now it's 2-0.
In the third inning, Giménez drove in another run to make it a 3-0 lead, and then Will Brennan, making his major league debut, delivered his first big league hit.
Lynn taking a long, long look in. The right-hander checks second, comes to the plate. The pitch banged up the middle. There's a base hit into center. Gonzalez will score on his way to third as Giménez, and Will Brennan in his second major league at bat has his parents and grandparents with smiles from here to Kansas City. 4-0 Guardians.
In the fourth, Stephen Kwan continued his bid to be American League Rookie of the Year. Here's Lynn's pitch, and Kwan swings and launches high and deep to right. Way back, home run, Stephen Kwan. Number 5 for Kwan, and the Guardians now lead it 6-0. It was 6-1 Guardians in the seventh when Josh Naylor removed all doubt.
Now Naylor awaiting the 1-0 pitch. Here it comes. Swung on. This is drilled. Deep right center field. This ball is gone. A line drive, two-run home run to right center. And Josh Naylor continues to be a one-man wrecking crew against the White Sox. He gives Cleveland an 8-1 lead.
And on the mound, Tristan McKenzie put together one of his best outings of the season.
The pitch swung on and missed. So McKenzie strikes out Abreu, 13 in the game. We'll go to the ninth, and the Guardians have just about sucked the life out of this White Sox club.
And the final score in this one, 8-2 Cleveland. And it was on to Thursday to see if they could complete a three-game series sweep. And another good start in this one. Two men on in the first inning. Andrés Giménez would drive in the game's first run.
The left-handed hitting Giménez shows bunt, lays one down third baseline. It's a great bunt, and it'll be an RBI single. No play was made by Cueto or Moncada. What a great bunt down the third baseline by Giménez.
The White Sox tied it with a run of their own in the bottom of the first, but in the third, Jose Ramirez with a sac fly put the Guardians back on top 2-1. And then in the fifth, Stephen Kwan kept it rolling. Up there now with Straw, good base stealer at first, and there's a swing and a line drive. Right center, headed to the gap. It splits the gap, rolls to the wall. Straw's flying to third, being waved around. He will score. On his way to third is Kwan. He's in safely with an RBI triple. And the Guardians are now in front 3-1. And on the mound, Shane Bieber was terrific as usual. And in the ninth, Emmanuel Clase came on to close things out.
Clase is ready. The 2-2 pitch to Grandal. A swing and a chopper to third. Ramirez gloves, sets, throws, ball game. And the sweep is complete. And the Guardians reduce their magic number to 5. And they wipe out Chicago in 3 straight games. And while it's not over, it's all but over. As the Guardians are inching closer to their 11th American League Central Division title. They win it tonight, 4-2.
So it was a 3-game series sweep of the White Sox, dropping the magic number down to 5, heading to Texas for a 3-game series with the Rangers. And that started on Friday night. Rangers took the early lead with 2 runs in the second inning. But as they so often do, the Guardians answered, scoring a run in the fourth on a Texas error. And then in the sixth, they really got it going, first with Josh Naylor.
The pitch, and Naylor sends one in the air high, deep to right. It is off the wall. In to score is Kwan. Ramirez is into third, and Naylor ties it up at 2-2 with a double off the wall in right field. And Josh Naylor off a left-hander, no less.
Next, it was Oscar Gonzalez.
Now the 0-1 pitch. Swung on. Line drive, base hit to center. That'll score Ramirez. Naylor will stop at third. Guardians take the lead 3-2. Oscar Gonzalez rifles an RBI single to center to put Cleveland up. That's RBI number 39.
Andrés Giménez followed with an RBI single to make it 4-2, and then Will Brennan continued to show that he belongs at the major league level.
The pitch to him, and he sends a line drive to center. That's another hit. Scoring is Gonzalez. Giménez coming home. Throw to the plate up the third baseline. Gets away from Plawecki. Backed up by Hearn, as sliding in safely as Giménez. And Will Brennan is making a statement that come postseason, he's got to be in the lineup.
And on the mound, Cody Morris, with 5 solid innings, was in line for his first win in the major leagues, with Emmanuel Clase on to close things out in the ninth.
Clase brings the hands up, and he lets it fly. Swung and drilled on the ground up the middle. Club by Giménez, flips to second for the out. Ball game. And the Guardians' magic number is down to 3.
So there's your wrap on a great week that was for the Guardians, who can now wrap up the American League Central Division title as early as Sunday here in Texas. If they win on Saturday night and the White Sox lose, then the Guardians have that opportunity on Sunday to clinch the American League Central Division crown. We'll see how it goes this weekend. When we come back on our show, we'll visit with the rookie, Will Brennan. That's next on the Cleveland Clinic Guardians Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back to Guardians Weekly. Jim Rosenhaus back with you from Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, where the Guardians are playing the Rangers this weekend. Will Brennan is here. We've heard a lot about him during his minor league season when he drove in more than 100 runs between AA and AAA. He got the call to make his major league debut on Wednesday night in Chicago. Came up with two hits in that ball game, drove in a run, got all that out of the way. And we had a chance to visit with him the very next day, and he says it wasn't until after the game ended that he was able to take a breath and let it all sink in.
Yeah, I think I did when my family came down on the field. I think I was able to, you know, look up and look at the entire stadium and take a breath and soak it all in. And it was just a special moment to have them on the field with me. Yeah,
I saw you down there, and what goes through your mind when you see them initially? Is it hard to keep your emotions in check?
Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't find them during the game. I could hear them, but I couldn't find them. And it was like playing Where's Waldo. But when I saw them, it was immediate tears from me, my grandma, and my mom. We just embraced, and it was a special moment.
When you look at last night, I mean, you're right in a pennant race. So it's not like it's a September call-up for a team that's struggling and you get a chance to play. I mean, you're counted on to do some things. And did you welcome that because of the type of team this is?
100%. I mean, pressure creates diamonds, and, you know, we want to win the Central and then, you know, go make a playoff push. And I think I'm going to help this team win best I can, and that's all I'm going to do.
Stephen Kwan's had a big season and had another just tremendous game last night. And I know Terry Francona had mentioned there's some similarities there. Honored to be in that conversation, the way it's gone for him in his rookie season?
That's honestly too gracious. Kwan's on a different level as a player. I have a lot of work to do, but what he does is special day in and day out, and now I get to witness it in person. You know, we got to see it on the TV in Columbus, but now I'm seeing it in person, and, I mean, he's the same kind of guy. You know, he knows his role, and he's going to execute, and that's what he does.
I'm guessing a ton of moments yesterday you'll remember forever. Is there a top one?
Oh, man. First hit off Lance Lynn's pretty cool. But that catch to start the game, you can't write that up any better.
No, it was fun to watch. Will, thanks a lot for coming back.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you.
That's Will Brennan, and we've already seen a lot of him since he was called up from the minor leagues. We might be seeing a lot more, even on into the postseason, if he continues to swing the bat and play good defense as he has so far in his very young Major League career. Stay tuned. When we come back, we'll hear from Miles Straw. That's next on the Cleveland Clinic Guardians Radio Network.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pitch, Cronenworth drives one to deep center. On the run is Straw. Track leaps at the wall, made the catch! Banged up against the wall with his back and hung on. Cronenworth with a drive to dead center, and Miles Straw again showing why he's an elite defender. Racing back, leaping up, and making the catch just before he slammed into the wall with his back. And Miles Straw has played a heck of a game in center again here today. Now Straw drives one to deep left center. This ball is going to hit the track, bounce up against the wall. Straw hits second. He's trying for third. Here's the throw, cut off, but no relay to third. How about that hustle? Miles Straw with a triple off the wall in left center. You never see that in this park. He one-hopped the wall in left center. And Correa, the shortstop and cutoff man, could not make a throw to third after taking the throw in from the outfield. And Miles Straw has his third triple.
Jim Rosenhaus back with you on Guardians Weekly. We're at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Guardians and Rangers playing this weekend here in Texas. Miles Straw has been one of the hottest hitters in baseball in the month of September. Man, he went through a tough stretch for a while. Well, we caught up with him earlier this week, and he explained what's gotten him turned around at the plate.
Just trying to be on time for fastballs and, you know, being able to pull them. And, you know, that goes hand-in-hand, being on time and pulling baseballs. So, you know, damage is done to left field. And I talked to Correa about it a little bit, and he told me, you know, just pull the ball more. You know, I'll be in a better spot. And, you know, talking to a few guys, and, you know, obviously I've seen the results so far, and, you know, you'll hit more extra base hits, doubles or whatever, and, you know, I felt pretty good with it so far.
You mentioned that, talking to Carlos Correa, and here's someone on the opposition. How often does that happen in the game that maybe people don't realize who watch?
Oh, you know, we all have our, you know, friends and whatever, you know, as we say, brothers on, you know, other teams, and, you know, it's just not him, it's not just him, it's other, you know, guys from other teams and stuff, and, you know, I feel like a lot of the MLB is just kind of like a big brotherhood, and, you know, sometimes you see things and you'll tell, you know, other guys, you know, what's going on. And, you know, Carlos has helped me my whole career, you know, ever since, you know, I debuted in Houston. And, you know, that's just kind of how it is. I mean, it's definitely something that goes on more than most people think. And, you know, I'm thankful for, you know, for him. And, you know, just working with Val and Victor and, you know, having those guys around too, and, you know, just to help and get me out of that tough spot I was at, you know, is huge. And, you know, and if there was ever a time to get going, it's now. And, you know, I'm thankful for that.
And was some of it trying to get back to what was working well a year ago after the trade?
Yes, just kind of like positioning a little bit. And, you know, that's helped as well. So it's starting to slowly work its way back. And, you know, thankfully feeling much better.
You've been down this road before during your time with Houston. What is it about these series that really gets you going and gets the team going?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just got to take it one day at a time. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, this is kind of comes down to the season here for, you know, not, I'd say both teams. But, you know, just coming out here and just playing our game, you know, playing how we've been playing the rest of the year, just worrying about, you know, just today. And, you know, it's exciting. It means, you know, we have something to play for. And, you know, that makes it extremely fun. And, you know, we have a lot of young guys that haven't experienced it, and it's going to be exciting. I think, you know, I don't think this team's going to fold or, you know, really think about it too much. But, you know, like I said, just go out there and play our game, and I think we should be okay.
And you're one of the few with a fair amount of postseason experience and pennant race experience. What does that do to having gone through that before? How does that help you when you go through it again?
You know, just kind of knowing what to expect with, like, crowd loudness and, you know, the noises and, you know, just the intensity, like, the fans bring. It's, you know, it's really exciting. I think, you know, it's a big adrenaline boost, and I think, you know, I think personally these young guys are going to really enjoy it. It's something to definitely look forward to, and, you know, not everyone gets to experience, so it's definitely an honor. And, you know, hopefully we get there and, you know, just like I said, keep playing one game at a time, and, you know, we keep playing good baseball, we'll see it. And you know, I'm just excited for this team.
You mentioned that, and has it surprised you in any way these young kids have handled things? Because it doesn't seem like there's any pressure, nerves, any indicators of that during the games that are played.
Honestly, I guess I'm a little surprised, but then again, I'm not. You know, just kind of in spring training, Tito emphasized, you know, the little things we have to do to, you know, be successful this year with our age group and, you know, with what we had throughout our roster. And, you know, we did exactly as he asked, and kind of shows, you know, the leadership, how, you know, how Tito runs this team and, you know, the leadership he brings to the field. And, you know, if kind of, you know, if we do what we're told, you know, we're in first place, we're in a great position to you know, have a chance to win this division and, you know, do more special things. So, you know, just our coaching staff has done an amazing job of keeping us, you know, on top of where we need to be. And, you know, credit to the rest of the team as well. All the players have done an amazing job. Everybody shows up to work every day. You know, we love being at the baseball field. We love each other. And, you know, it's a big reason to why we're here. And, you know, I'm looking forward to these upcoming games. And, you know, if there's more games further ahead, looking forward to it.
Well, Miles, always good to have you along. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Guardians outfielder Miles Straw. What a month of September he has had, and he's looking to keep it going this weekend as the Guardians try and close out the American League Central Division title. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll hear from Rob Serfolio, a minor league report. That's next on the Cleveland Clinic Guardians Radio Network.
Into the windup and the pitch. And Abreu drives one to deep left center field. Straw on the run, and Straw with a sliding catch. Oh, what a play by Straw. Into the gap in left center. He goes to a slide and makes a sensational catch. And folks, Miles Straw could very well be your American League Gold Glove center fielder as he made another great play.
Are easy to disagree on. Let's see what happens when sports talk hosts talk about something they agree on.
No, hold on. I'm saying drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Well, I disagree. I think drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Come on, man. Wait, I think we're saying the same thing.
Oh, so what do we do now?
Everyone agrees that drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings by new customer surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary.
Tristan McKenzie, 6'5", 165, right-hander, fastball, curve, slider. The pitch swung on, hit on the line, toward the line, and right. Brennan, knee slide, foul ground, caught it. What a play by Will Brennan in his Major League debut in right field. He went to a knee slide as he crossed into foul territory, and Will Brennan made a terrific catch.
Welcome back to Guardians Weekly. Jim Rosenhaus back with you for our final segment. And each week we try and catch up with Rob Serfolio, who's the Guardians Director of Player Development, a minor league report, and the minor league season starting to wind down now. Only Columbus at the AAA level is still playing, but some good runs at the A-ball level in the postseason. And Rob Serfolio tells us about the finishes for both Lake County and Lynchburg.
It certainly was a successful year for both those teams. And just, I think, a huge credit goes to our staff that's obviously with them every day and trying to balance both developing our players for the future and teaching them how to win and be a part of a team. And it's always, I think, a huge credit to our group when we're able to see players really improve throughout the course of the year. And a byproduct of that's having an opportunity to win a lot of baseball games and play for some meaningful games at the end of the year. And I think it's just a great simulation for preparing our players to win at the highest level in all parts of being, you know, a good teammate and finding a way to contribute. It's a blessing when we get a chance to do that in the minor leagues. And both Lake County and Lynchburg had an opportunity to do that this year. You know, unfortunately, from a win-loss standpoint, we came up one win short in both directions, which certainly is frustrating. But I think long-term, just an incredible learning opportunity for all of our guys and staff, which has been tremendous.
Akron did not make the postseason, so their season has been done for a little bit. But you sent three players to AAA Columbus to continue their years, John Kenzie Noel, Jose Tena, and Brian Labastida, who we saw at the major league level at the start of the season. Let's touch on them briefly. Noel, looks like a real season of progress for him at a couple of different levels. And what did you see there that you really liked as he heads into the offseason?
Yeah, so I think, you know, the obvious strengths with John Kenzie is what he can do on offense. And he brings a lot of power potential to the middle of the lineup. And we saw him do just that. You know, one of the few guys that hit 30 plus home runs in across the minor leagues and really did a great job from an overall growth standpoint as a hitter, especially down the stretch. And again, I think this is a huge credit to Junior Betances and Mike Mergenthaler, who, you know, were our two hitting coaches in Akron with John Kenzie this year, of really trying to take like the approach and some of the swing decisions and making him a complete hitter when having to adjust to obviously better pitching in Double A versus High A, where he started the season. And I think it's been a really great year of learning from a preparation and anticipation and just, you know, getting the right pitches to hit, which has, as a result, I think, you know, allowed him to have a really strong last couple months of the season. So just a great job by Noel. It's been working with him every day. And then obviously on defense, you know, we've touched on this a couple times, a guy that had come into the year, only played third and first base in his career. And we've obviously opened up different pathways for him to get into the lineup and not just be in the lineup, but to contribute positively in the outfield. And so, you know, John Kenzie started in right field for us and eventually played a lot of games in left and maintained his ability to come into the infield as well in game. So I think just a great learning year for him beyond some of the pure power and raw skills that he has as a hitter, to kind of complement his game with defensive versatility and some of the things that our hitting group's really been working with him on to make him more of a complete hitter. So another young player that just continues to get better and better despite being challenged with tougher and tougher competition.
Same hold true for Jose Tena on the infield, another one of the many, many infield prospects.
Yeah, certainly. And again, I think, you know, Jose gets a lot of positive attention, rightfully so, for just how good of a defender he is at shortstop. And, you know, a gold glove winner in the minor leagues last year was certainly something that was impressive. And a kid that went over to the fall league and I think led the league in several offensive categories. And in Double A, again, another younger player relative to the level that he was with. And, you know, I think early in the year we saw Jose adjusting to the Double A talent. And as the season went on, we saw those adjustments and just general comfort level come through. And again, that's, you know, why we wanted to get him a taste of AAA down the stretch here, so that he continues to have that experiential growth throughout the minor leagues and hopefully prepare himself long term.
How about catcher Brian Labastida, who we saw at the start of the season. Seemed like he had a roller coaster year, but how did things finish up for him?
Yeah, a little bit of a roller coaster year, and obviously just with, you know, where we are roster wise and our 40 man, that certainly contributed to it. And you know, one of his teammates, Bo Naylor, had a tremendous start to the year and got challenged in AAA, and two guys that we want to play every day. And so there's, you know, certainly some just pure roster manipulation to allowing those guys to get reps in game to continue to develop. And Lava handled that, I think, as good as you can ask someone to, for breaking with the major league club, to playing most of his games in AA, and continuing to work on some of the things that we've asked him to on offense and defense. And again, you know, I think another guy that just as soon as the AA season ended, we wanted to send him up there with both Jose and John Kenzie so that they can continue to stay ready for potential opportunity down the stretch, and just continue to have all those guys working together and learning what it's like to be on the same team, because we expect them to do that hopefully long term for us.
Rob Cerfolio is joining us, the director of player development for the Guardians. And Rob, that calendar, it never stops for development. And in the case of several players, they'll be heading to Arizona and participate in the Arizona Fall League, that high prospect league. And how important is it for the likes of Angel Martinez, Connor Cox, and David Fry, just to name a few, to get those reps in the fall in what seems like a really competitive environment?
Certainly is. And, you know, I think all three of those guys that you mentioned there did, you know, a lot of good things for us, whether it was on offense, defense, both. And this is a league historically that has had a lot of prospects. And, you know, you look at the history of the league and how the competition level just is a great primer for continued development, as you noted. And three players that we're excited on the position player side that will go out there and represent our organization. And, you know, Angel was another part of our long list of talented middle infielders that really had an impressive year offensively and has really grown as a middle infielder for us as well. Started the year in Lake County, finished in Akron, really performed in both spots. Connor Cox, an outfielder that, you know, maybe a little under the radar name, that really had a nice end of the year, a college pick from last year's draft class that we challenged in high A. And I think in his first full season did a lot of positive things, especially down the stretch, that we're excited to see him an extended look. And then, you know, David Fry, a little bit of an older player who's in AAA for us that has really played everywhere, third, first. He's even popped over to second at times. And he's obviously caught for us as well, and we're expecting him to go out to the Fall League as a primary catcher and continue to develop that skill set, because, you know, we think that he's a guy that could potentially impact our organization in a number of different pathways. And we thought it would be a good opportunity for him to really get as many everyday catching reps as we could. So an exciting group, and certainly an exciting time of year for those guys. You know, they report here in about a week to Peoria, where our team's located, and then they start the regular season for really the entire month of October and a little bit into November.
Well, it should be a fun time for them, I'm sure. Columbus still going, and we'll catch up with you on the Clippers and how their season concluded. Who knows, maybe it's still going at this point in time next week, but Rob, always great to have you along. Thanks.
I appreciate the time, Rosie. Thank you.
That's Guardians Director of Player Development, Rob Cerfolio, and that's going to do it for this week's edition of Guardians Weekly. Thanks so much for joining us each and every week. We'll catch up with you again next week when the team is back home taking on the Kansas City Royals. Until then, thanks go out to Brian Motze for helping to put together our show each week. Until next week, this is Jim Rosenhaus reminding you that you've been listening to Guardians Weekly on the Cleveland Clinic Guardians Radio Network.
Lasse brings the hands up and he lets it fly. Swung and drilled on the ground up the middle. Glove by Jimenez. Flips to second for the out. Ball game. And the Guardians' magic number is down to 3.
Guardians Weekly has been brought to you by Progressive, helping Guardians fans save hundreds on car insurance.